Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. The church offers up a template for transformation that the Lord desires for all his creation in today's reading from the Old Testament. We see in Genesis 28:11-22, Jacob in a place that the Lord will use to initiate his transformation. What lies behind him is an angry brother and a disappointed father whom he had deceived. What lies before him is a path that will include fits and starts, pitfalls and pratfalls, and the formation of a very dysfunctional family that eclipses any reality television. The journey forward will include deception handed back to him many times over. But in the end, Jacob will deserve the title Patriarch of the Faith that he is remembered for. The narrative opens with an encounter that ensues between Jacob and the Lord, and it begins with the phrase, certain place, where decades earlier, his grandfather, Abraham, had encountered the Lord. You can read about that in Genesis 12. And though Jacob seemed to be unaware of that fact, the Lord chose that place to initiate Jacob into the reality of the Lord's presence. Jacob was between a rock and a hard place, pun intended. And the sooner he recognized the omnipresent God, the sooner his spirit would be reordered into the man God desired him to be. I believe it's the same for us. The Lord is hounding our tracks, as the psalmist puts it, the greyhound of heaven, who is waiting for us to stop ignoring him and see life as it is, not what we delude our minds into believing. A stone becomes a pillar in that certain place, and then it becomes a memorial. Here is another clue for our own transformation. The needed rest that we often plow past in our striving as human doings. The prophet Isaiah puts this truth like this. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Jacob was on his way toward the humility required for transformation, and rest is what ushered him into the presence of God. A dream follows. The dream was filled with a magnificent theophany where the divine touches the temporal, where the veil between earth and heaven is pulled back, and Jacob's eyes are open to the presence of his tremendous lover. His response, "Truly the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." What the Lord did to remind Jacob of who he was, where he was going, and what he was to be about is exactly what our transformational moments are like when we recognize the presence of the Lord. When we are humbled by the reminder that God is God and we are not. Jacob exclaimed that the place was the house of God, the gateway to heaven. I wonder, friends, how many gateways to heaven are never opened by us because we are too busy running away from something or running to something, or because our fear and pride saturate our life with busyness or self-delusion. Jacob's response to that dream brings to mind an experience of getting my first pair of glasses when I was about 11 years old. I was having trouble in school because of the nearsightedness that we would soon find out that I had. The optometrist's office was on the fifth floor of the tallest building on our town square. When the time came for me to put on my new glasses, the wise optometrist led me to the window and instructed me to look down on a very familiar street. He placed my glasses on my head, and my 11-year-old brain was blown away by what I could now see that I could not see before. It was the autumn of the year, and the maple trees were displaying their brilliance. And I had always enjoyed observing the change of seasons, but now my joy had been increased because of the detail I could see. What before were watercolor images to me became pristine in their texture and detail. Well, Jacob's eye-opening encounter with God at Bethel obviously blew his mind. Jacob, who had seen his world with the distortion of greed and deception, had been taken to the window of reality where God corrected his sight to the beatific vision that is forever at play before the eyes of those who trust in the Lord and by faith realize that surely the Lord is in this place. How is it with you, friend? Are you running from something you regret or running to something you dread? Perhaps running isn't even involved, and it's more like sloth, that insipid spiritual laziness that mires us in the rut of self-preservation. Either way, the Lord is purposefully hounding our tracks, desiring to lead us into the divine life that is ours when we are completely abandoned to His sovereignty in our life. Do you rest in the Lord? Do you allow yourself to receive His peace by simply stopping in a ceasefire from the striving and dis-ease that pervades our culture? I'm a strong advocate for purposeful silence, where we refuse the distractions of what is happening around us so that we may be fully present to our Lord. Father, teach us to trust in You by choosing to rest in You. Help us to close our eyes and our ears to the clamor of the culture. Lead us through our pitfalls and pratfalls into the confidence of knowing who we are and what we are about as Your children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, Check out sushipe.co and get involved today.